come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 178 of the 8-Bit Geek. Yes, we're still around. And our show is a lot like San Diego Comic-Con. It's sweaty, it stinks, and there's a bunch of men squeezed into a room. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who enjoy sweaty, stinking men in a tight room.
Rain!
Rain!
We got Doug and Kevin.
Who?
Say your names.
Who?
Doug.
Yeah.
Kevin. Admit it, Kevin.
I'm Doug.
I'm just Doug all week. No big deal.
Are we doing this again? Do I need to bust out my Kevin impersonation?
Oh, please, do it.
Doug, Kevin!
What was that? I need you to do that again.
Doug, he's Kevin!
That is spot on. I thought I was just listening to a recording of myself.
Wait, who's talking right now? Is that you, Kevin, or is that Doug?
I don't even know anymore.
Now you're both talking. I can't tell.
Hey, Jundar wants to let you know. I know that we're like, you know, for those that are listening only, we do stream this live. So I just want to let Jer know that Jundar just said that Gen Con is 7 days away, which I think is a hint that you need to mail him something.
I don't even care.
Didn't you already?
I do it on my time. Listen, you got a shirt already, Jundar. Calm your tits. It's coming. Okay.
I thought you said 7 days. I thought you said it was August.
August is 7 days away, sweetheart.
Yeah, it is 7 days away.
For whatever reason, I was thinking that was like Friday. What day is it?
You'll get it. You'll get it here. You'll get it here in the next day or two. UPS gives me 2-day shipping, so thumbs up. It's on the way tomorrow or Tuesday
or Wednesday.
Or Thursday.
Yeah,
or Friday.
You will get.
But even if it ships out Thursday, that's still 2-day shipping. It's there Saturday or Monday at the latest, which you'll still have in time for your convention.
That's right.
Gen Con, so.
Thumbs up. It's coming, baby. It's coming. If you're on YouTube, check out this really cool series. They only released the trailer right now. It's called Dice Lords. Each episode is going to be about 7 minutes long, 10 minutes long, whatever. But it's really, really cool. It's an independent kind of show. Here's a little synopsis. Earth needs heroes. Mistakes were made.
yeah, pretty much.
So Dice Lords follows the misadventures of five truly terrible people after they have been granted incredible powers and tasked to save the planet. If you're into D&D, looking at you, Ryan, and us, and you love anything geeky, this was actually pretty good. So we watched the first episode. What'd you guys think?
It was a lot of fun. I love D&D. I used to play D&D all the fucking time until I started doing this podcast, and then I had to stop because that was my Monday nights. And so I haven't played in a bit, but I listened to the Adventure Zone podcast by the McElroy brothers. It's just really fucking funny. I listened to this one called Campaigns, a Star Wars D&D podcast. That's also really funny. Harmon Quest. I don't know if you guys have watched that yet. Another D&D show. There's a lot of D&D going on in my life. So watching this was a lot of fun. And especially the whole premise of like, they're just playing D&D and then someone from another realm like was like, we need you. You're the Earth's best heroes. And then they're just like, okay, sound effects. Cool. Thanks, Jer.
D&D, baby. D&D.
D&D. Oh, man, that was a critical success. And, yeah, but they're just a bunch of idiots playing D&D, and they're not actually like these great heroes that they, you know, that they are in their campaign. It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
yeah.
There was okay. So generally, it's really hard to do a comedy, and it's really hard to do an independent comedy. And these guys absolutely nailed it. I was watching this first episode, and this woman has like, it's not explained in the first episode. Maybe we'll get into it later on in the season. But this woman comes along and she's tasked to finding Earth's last hope. And so she goes through, she only has like enough power to go through the portal one time to find these heroes. She ends up in the basement of the D&D nerds. And I can say nerds because we're geeks and nerds. It's not a bad term, guys. Stop it. And so she's like, you guys are heroes, right? And they're like, no. And this is after she's already given them powers.
Yeah.
And so it's got great, you know, the CG for it, for what it is really funny. Like, it's really good stuff. The makeup was really great. The costumes. Mm-hmm. At first, I took it like I was like, oh my God, these guys are really doing something here. And then it cuts abruptly to the basement where they're playing D&D. And mm-hmm. I just like lost my shit. And then they're talking like this one dude, I forgot his name already. He's talking about like, can we please have like a happy D&D place like with unicorns and shit? And I absolutely lost it. What was the fucking, what he was Googling? He was like, how to have sex with,
how to fuck magic.
Yeah, how to fuck magic. That and then great. He's like, he starts Googling it. And I just absolutely loved it. Kev, what'd you think, man?
I thought it was great. It's funny because if you had to compare a character to any of us, I thought Doug was the dude on the cell phone, just not giving a fuck.
Yeah, the one who's like, how to fuck magic.
Yeah. But I love it because like the guy, you know, I just like the whole idea where he's like, yeah, we're going to do everything with magic. We're going to eat magic. We're going to drink magic. We're going to fuck magic. And he had that little figure of the two like weird wizards like banging. Like, I thought it was pretty funny. Like I said, it was a 7-minute episode, so it's really easy in this day and age just kind of like, you know, just
get through it and watch it. And the character development was really good. It made you like, because generally when you're sent something on Twitter and you're just like, hey, we're doing this thing, will you check it out? It's like, okay. And most of the time, 95% of the time, you're like, oh, this is shit. I don't want to do this. I don't want to watch this. And but this one actually was like, holy shit, I'm into these characters.
Yeah, it was good. That reminded me that we got sent a message a while back about watching a scary movie, and we didn't do it. We should probably maybe do it this year.
We should probably do it. We should put a posting on Twitter and just be like, hey, if you're an indie filmmaker and you have any kind of horror film, send it to us. We will watch it and review it maybe.
Yeah, because they sent it to us originally during last year's 8-Bit Horror Fest, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's cool. I need to check that out. And then, like, you obviously forgot about it. And then they literally, it was like 2 weeks ago. They're like, hey, did you guys ever get a chance to watch that? And it was like,
did you send him a message or are you still sitting there like your face right now?
Yeah, just
2 weeks later. No, like my fingers don't work.
You see what had happened was.
Yeah, I think that's because it was like only on like some streaming service like Crunch or some shit, you know, like, and I was like, I'm not gonna fucking use Crunch to watch a movie.
Yeah,
I don't think it was big enough to. And I think it's on like Vimeo now or something, so I think it's someplace we can watch it
somewhere else. But check it out, Dice Lords on YouTube. They got a trailer up, it's coming soon. So thanks to the guys over there at Gasm Media for hooking us up. And they're actually, guys, can I tell you a secret? Sidebar, Doug, you probably already know this because you stay logged into all of our social media, but I'll have to tell Kevin, who obviously cares. They are going to send us the rest of the series when it's finished.
Yes!
So, yes. Anyways, enjoy the show, everybody. We wanted to give them a good shout out, and let's get to some cool news. If you like our banter, which you should already, you can and should subscribe to us on iTunes. Also, we'd like to thank our sponsor for all of our bandwidth, Audio Boom. You can check us out there if you don't like iTunes. You can also check us out on Google Play. We're also on that big thing where you stream music. It's like a Spotify or something. We're all over that shit. And also Stitcher Radio and anywhere that you can plug us in for podcasting. We are there. Download us. Rate us.
Do you guys watch John Oliver?
Oh, yeah. No. Love him.
No.
Did you guys watch last night's John Oliver?
I don't have time.
I watched the one segment I think you're talking about.
Oh, well, they did a thing at the end where it was all these musicians telling politicians to stop using their songs.
Yeah. Oh, so, no, I didn't see that.
Oh, it was like Usher and Josh Groban and Cyndi Lauper and Michael Bolton and all these people. But anyways, and I think Usher had a line in it that said, like, if I wanted to not get paid, or for people to use my song and not get paid, I'd put my music on Spotify.
Oh, damn.
And I was like, this
that's fucked.
This fucking bird. That's funny.
So everyone, we're on Spotify right now.
So yeah, if you want to listen to us and make sure that we don't get, I don't know how this, I don't know. I guess we don't get paid from Spotify either.
Come on, yeah.
Now. Nah, come
on. I don't get paid for anything, really.
No.
Yeah.
No. Unless
you subscribe to us on Patreon. What is Patreon? Well, Patreon is a fun little thing that you would do on the side. All right, guys? On the side. Please help us. For as little as $1 a month, that's all you have to pay. You can get additional content. We do pre-shows. We do post-shows. We do exclusives. We do all this fun stuff for you over there. We also have so many options for you to choose from. You can spend as much as $1 million if you'd like. And we do a show from space. So
yeah, or you can donate as little as $1 an episode, and that gets you access to all that fun stuff. We just added a new option, which is $25, which puts you on our street team.
You get what a t-shirt. You get a t-shirt, and you get a fun street team pack. It's going to come with a whole bunch of cool stuff for you to plaster all over your city and represent us.
Yeah, or conventions that you're going to go to. Mm-hmm. Just anywhere you can put, like, there's, like, flyers to hand out. There's stickers to put up. Yeah.
There's pins. There's pens. There's so much.
Speaking of comic conventions, didn't we have a street team member at San Diego Comic-Con?
We did.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. Let's talk about that after we get into the misconnections. Let's give these people what they want.
Let's get them all steamed up before we get into
that. Fuck yes. Misconnections. Every week we do it. We take real ads from the misconnection section on the Craigslist, and we read them in funny voices. These are completely real. We don't edit them. We do ad lib, and we definitely can't make this up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Turn the lights down. Light the candles. And get your ass out here, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Oh, hey, fellas.
Hey. Hey, buddy. What you got for us this week?
This week, it's for my sweet Princesa Gonzalez. Is that how you say that word? I've never been 100% sure.
Princesa.
Princesa. Gonzalez. Hey. I don't know. It may be part of the problem. Me not knowing how to say her fucking name. Although apparently it's not her name, it's her title, because her name is Crystal. So it goes like this. Dear Crystal, as you know from the ad you replied to, I have trust issues. I also have abandonment issues. I have zero friends, and my grandfather died recently, so I'm living alone for the first time in my life, and the loneliness is getting to me.
Sean.
Why are there so many exclamation points to this?
Yeah, you should be reading it like this. I have abandonment issues. I have zero friends, and my grandfather died recently.
It's not necessarily how I would have said it out loud. Like, it's not the exclamation points to be like, you know, ah! It's more like I need you to know how fucking seriously depressed I am.
Oh, it's, okay. Yeah. Right.
So it's just like, when you read it, it's supposed to be just like that jarring, like, oh, God.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Fair enough.
I didn't take your email seriously and considered what you said about being crazy. I wanted to see where things went, etc. I thought you were just messing with me. I didn't take it seriously. I didn't value you or your feelings and friendship. I messed with you and trolled you and acted like an asshole because I thought you were doing the same. I am not normally like that. I completely got the wrong idea and took things too far. I apologize. Truly, I am sorry. I ruin things and I take full responsibility if you ever want to try and explain everything or give me a second chance. You have my email address and my number.
Damn, we got an apology out of you for this
week. Sean, yours, who did you piss off?
Yeah.
Yours truly, Sean Pennis. Clearly, I said who it was. It was Crystal Goddamn Gonzalez.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Reactions like that is what got you the boot.
Yep. There's those exclamation points again.
I'm so lonely.
And depressed.
Well, that goes without saying. Otherwise,
my condolences on your grandfather.
Craigslist every week.
All right. Everybody.
Hi.
It's my turn. It's a quick. It's a quick one, but I don't want to read this because I want to bring in the person who actually wrote it.
Okay.
So everybody, what's up, guys? What's going on?
God damn it!
Hey.
Hi, Marky.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? Oh, hey, Mark.
Oh, hey, Sean. What's going on? Hey.
Oh, not much. You know, just being very sad. You know what? I said I had zero friends. That was false. I have you.
Bro, me and you always, okay? Did you get my email last week?
I did. I don't know why you had to send me pictures of your butthole, but, you know.
Hey, you asked me about that bleaching thing, okay?
That is very true. I did.
So, anyways.
That was my own fault.
We got to go golfing
sometime,
okay? I'm
really glad I left that chat room.
We got to go golfing sometime. Hey, Kev, what's going on?
Hi, Marky. How are you?
Well, I just want to talk about this girl that I met, okay?
Cool.
All right. She was blonde. She had a strapless dress on, okay? A blue car at the Yipsy Park. Male for woman. Hell, holla. Okay. So, I hate to admit it, but I was driving down there to get some supplies at that Pokestop. You guys playing this Pokemon?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, bro. I'm, like, all over the movie sets with it. I'm, like, in the middle of a scene, and I see, like, a Pikachu. I'm like, holy shit, we got a cut.
So you're checking your game in the middle of a scene?
Fuck, I'm addicted, okay? Go check out my new movie, Event Horizon, okay?
Are you doing that in the movie? Did that make it to the final cut?
What's that? Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Fucking Kevin,
There's
shut
up. There's no way your new movie is called Event Horizon.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me check with my publicist, okay?
That movie already exists with Sam Neill.
What's that? No, I got a cool one coming out, okay? It's like Event Horizon or something. It's I'm on an oil rig.
I don't think it is like Event Horizon.
Yeah, Marky. I'm on an oil rig and shit.
An oil rig? That's Armageddon.
Yeah, Event Horizon is the space travel and then going through the wormhole. And then you remember they fold the paper in half and they shove the pin through and they're like, this is how you travel.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I was in water. It's not deep. Horizon, you gotta add water to it. It's Deep Water Horizon.
Huh?
Yeah. It's on my IMDb. Check it out, bitch. Okay.
I'm sorry.
You said Event Horizon, not Deep Horizon.
Yeah, exactly. So let me get back to this girl, okay?
All right.
Please.
So anyway, I'm sitting there getting supplies at the Pokestop, like you do. And I just had to admit, like, if you were a Pokemon, I would have gladly tried to catch you, okay? I simply wish now that I would slow down and say hi. If you're interested, what was I driving, okay? I'll give you a hint.
What? Huh? What's the
Marky
hint?
Marky Mark out. Peace out. Bye.
I think he left without giving a hint.
Kev, you're up.
Jer, lock your goddamn door before we start this. Like, did he crawl into a window this time or something?
Man,
like,
he's all about that event arising, so I don't know. He's just, man. He's everywhere.
Marky gets around, dude. This one, what's going on, y'all? This one's a sexy bigger lady with big boobies. Big boobies in Walmart. Yeah, for women, of course. Traverse City.
Okay.
It's that little city from Kingdom Hearts. All right. I get it. This may sound weird, but now I can't stop thinking about you. I was in Walmart in the afternoon doing some shopping, and I saw you a couple of times, all right? You were a bigger woman, and that's okay. Not huge, but thicker.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Not sure the proper language to describe. But you know what I'm saying. You're like a chocolate candy bar girl, king size, which only makes it better. Anyways, I was finishing up getting some toothpaste, and you were getting some diapers. Maybe for you, maybe for an elderly person.
What?
Hey, play gonna play. I ain't here to judge. Only God does that. Either way, if you'd have turned around and saw me, you'd seen how hard I was staring at you while you were picking out those diapers. Depends, get me going, girl. I had a raging hard on and felt embarrassed like a pervy, even though I'm not. I should have said just perv, but you know, I was really in the heat of the moment, typing with my dick. I was so wanting to catch me looking at your ass and gorgeous tits and yell at me, grabbing me by my hand and taking me home with you. Making me take my clothes off. You put me in one of those diapers you were buying to cover my hard cock up. Don't forget the baby powder, baby. Powder my butthole. I was squirming, but I couldn't stop you. After you got me diapered, you spanked me for perving on you. And then you fed me your nipples. You saw me get excited. Again. So you sat on my face and grinded your tasty pussy on my face while teasing my diaper-covered cock. Yours pervertly, Velvet Jones.
Oh, God.
Goddamn conversations. This is a dirty one this week, boys.
You know what's actually funny about this one? You've read it before.
I have never read that one.
No, he has never read that before.
Yep.
No.
Find the episode.
Someone has read this one before. I remember it.
Uh-uh.
Yep.
I don't remember this one ever.
I remember this ever.
I do.
You just go through disconnections when you're bored?
No, someone has read this one before.
I don't think so, man.
Rain just says, I feel like we've heard that one before. You have. This one has been read.
I don't remember that at all. That's all.
Yep.
I'm going to look it up.
All right. I don't remember that. Well, once again, I live my life a quarter mile at a time, and so does Velvet Jones, baby. Every Walmart experience is new to me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, when I got to the part about the diapers, I was like, we've done this one before.
No, I think maybe why can't there be two that have diapers
in
it?
Nope.
I got a thing with diapers. I can't help it.
Yeah. The diapers and the breastfeeding. I remember both those.
Okay, let me see.
Well, you are a newborn father.
There is episode 169. Let's see.
169? That would have been perfect for
Holy crap. And episode 169.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta go back and listen to that.
9 weeks ago.
Wow, 9 weeks was a long time ago.
Wow.
Well, way to go, Jer.
Hey, it brought him a lot of laughs. That's all that matters.
Dude, plus I laughed so hard.
New people got to hear it for the first time.
That was the reboot right there. Of course, we had Marky Wahlberg here.
We did it. We did an HD remake. No big deal.
Yeah. HD remake.
Yeah, like the new Blair Witch.
Yeah, we talked about that today.
This podcast brought to you by Capcom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God. I don't want that to happen. You guys go see Star Trek or anything?
No. I did go see The Killing Joke tonight.
How was it? Okay, so you spent the... So there's a... What happened in the theater? Because that's the reason why we're late tonight, if anybody would want to know.
Yeah, blame Doug.
No, we're not blaming Doug. There's nothing wrong with him. What happened? It's just we were...
Well, the movie started at... Okay, so it started at 7:30 or some shit. I don't know. But then they have a thing at the beginning, and it was like 15 minutes. It was like a behind-the-scenes thing with Mark Hamill talking about... being the Joker, doing the Joker voice, and like he's talking about Star Wars, he's talking about doing the Joker voice, he's talking about how like after Arkham City, you know, he's like, I'm done doing the Joker, and then they presented him with this script, and he was like, fuck yeah,
I'm back to being the Joker.
Yeah, but obviously he also did the voice in Arkham Knight,
right?
But you know, it was just one of those things, like, you know, and I foolishly said on Twitter I was done, and it was just all this stuff about the Joker and him doing this betrayal and also, it was really cool to watch, but it's one of those, like, can we get to the movie, please? Like, and then afterwards, they had, like, some other stuff about, like, the scoring of the movie and stuff. It's like all behind-the-scenes featurettes, so, like, we left during that.
Basically, they just let the Blu-ray play.
Yeah, essentially, right? But it was good. I don't know. I think people that are, like, getting upset about stuff, I don't know. Have you guys read the comic?
No. Well, we've read the comic, yes. I have not seen the film yet.
It's implied that like Batgirl and Batman
are getting it on.
Yeah, that they get it on, which I don't believe is in the comic.
Okay.
I don't remember that at all. And I think that's what a lot of people are having like issues with it, where it's like they didn't have that relationship ever in the comic, so why are they suddenly having this relationship now in this? But like it didn't bother me. I don't give a shit. Like that I'm not that much of a purist where it's like
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like, even the purist can't be a purist because of the fact that Like, they could do whatever they want in a comic. They change the mythos all the time.
Yeah, and, like, I guess he's older than her, but, like, she's also in her 20s now, so it's, like, not that weird, I guess, because she didn't know him until she was much older. She knew of him before that because of her dad, but, right. I mean, you know, they weren't, it wasn't, like, family friends, you know what I mean? Right. Like, it wasn't, like, oh, hey, that's our neighbor. Oh, now you're fucking our 40-year-old neighbor sort of thing, right? It's just, like, I don't know. It didn't bother me, so I don't get it. Yeah. But I thought it was good. It was good.
I still think that Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and 2 are probably some of the best animated Batman movies of all time.
There's a lot of people who said there's a lot of people who said, though, that they didn't like the... I was one of them, too. When I watched the trailer to this one, I was like, yeah, the art style is... It's not for me.
The art style didn't bother me.
I thought the art style looks exactly like the animated series from the 90s.
Is very similar, and one of the producers of this was one of the producers of that show. Shit, what was his name? I don't remember. Dean something Paul something Dean. I don't know.
Stockwell.
Remember. Yes. No.
Bobette.
Nope.
Okay. I went to go see Star Trek.
Oh yeah, yeah. What'd you think of that, man?
Oh, fuck. I'd say it's number two of the summer on my list so far, which is not hard to get on because there's been a lot of disappointments.
It's been a pretty slow summer. Yeah, right?
Number one obviously is Civil War, and this one is number two. Now that could things could shift next week when Suicide Squad comes out, so we'll see. But this film, I have to do a review for it, but I have to say that it's probably one of the best. Edited for pace, it's got the best pacing I've ever seen in a film. At least it's on the top of the list. The movie clocks in at 2 hours and 2 minutes long, and I felt like I was in the theater for 30 minutes. That's how like good it was. Everything, the transitions were so smooth. The action, like it was balls to the wall since like from the opening credits. Like fantastic. It's definitely like 10 out of 10. And as far as sci-fis go, is really great. Way better than the second one. Go see it. Really good stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see it. It's been getting good reviews. Like I said, like I think it was like the Friday it came out. I think it was Rotten Tomatoes posted that it was at like 93% fresh, which is just like, what the fuck? Like, I was expecting this movie to fail. Are you kidding me? Like, I did not. I don't know. I don't know if it was just the shitty trailers. Like, if this is one of those instances where the trailers actually did the movie... Oh, hit my microphone. Almost did, like, the movie, like, justice in a way, where it was, like, they didn't show enough. You know what I mean? So, like, it looked shitty. It didn't look good.
And it,
but people loved it.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. And...
Yeah, I think it's sitting at an 86% right now, so it's still doing really well.
Bones is... Bones gets a big, he's pushed to the forefront, and it's really great... I can't say enough. I won't ruin it for anybody, but really good. I did sit next to a guy who, my God.
Was a piece of shit.
So everybody knows that there was this whole gay controversy with Sulu. And so that scene happens. And the guy next to me maybe didn't know the news already or whatnot. I don't know. But he essentially was like, he was so offended by, so the scene is that Sulu goes up to his family after getting to a certain place and hugs and like puts his arm around the man and walks away. Literally about 3 seconds of film time. The guy next to me, I am pretty sure that people 3 rows behind me heard him. Oh, fucking bullshit.
Like he was sitting literally next to you?
No, he's sitting right next to me.
Like not even like a seat apart. Like you guys are fucking.
We're right next to each other. Oh yeah, yeah. He's with his wife. He's in his mid-40s, and he is absolutely hating the fact that there is a gay couple in this film, because it happened later on again in the movie where they meet up, and he just goes, and it's just like, oh my God, dude, like this is ridiculous.
Can I make a guess real quick about this man? I just want to make a shot in the dark.
Sure.
White dude?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. White dude, mid-40s.
Balding?
And No, he had some gray hair.
And shitty mustache.
Bearded.
Yeah.
And so he's like leaning over to his wife, talking to his wife. Like, I can't hear it really, but the big stuff I hear. Then later on in the film, there is a woman who takes out a couple bad guys with hand-to-hand combat. And the dude goes, nope, wouldn't happen.
What a piece of shit.
And so I was just like, wow, this guy's a winner. I love,
by the way, that he goes to a science fiction movie set in space against aliens, and yet a scene where a woman beating up an alien wouldn't happen.
This is...
Wait. And it was,
they're not
it was,
exactly going for realism.
Yeah, was it the alien chick?
No, it was a horror. Oh,
okay. I was going to say, because like, if it was the alien, it'd be like, well, bitch, how you know? Like,
yeah, for real.
Like, ain't no human woman. Like, you don't fucking know.
That chick fucking rocked, too.
She wasn't human.
She rocked.
Oh, wait, her roommate was green. Never mind. No.
Yeah. Right, well, there, and like, there's like this white, like bleached white skin alien lady thing in this movie. So I thought maybe that's who it was, because there's just some scenes of her in like the trailer and stuff where she's like whooping ass.
She kicks a lot of ass. She's a lot of fun to watch. So this guy, yeah. But also on top of that, like, he just couldn't believe the movie was happening. Like, there were some set pieces, some really, like, really crazy set pieces that happen. And he's just like, this guy just is the most logical man to ever watch a film. And I just wanted to leave. Like, I wanted to go to another seat. Cause everything, like, he's just like shaking his head. He's very audible at like some things like that are happening. Like, there's a big jump that happens, and like, he grabs the ledge and he's just like, yeah, okay. Just shit like that.
Piece of shit.
Like a real piece of shit.
I hate when people talk during movies like that.
It was one of my pet peeves. Doug and I used to have a segment on this show way back in the day where I forgot what it was called, but we would go off on the things that we hated. And this was one of the topics. I spent like 10 minutes just going in on assholes who just love to be audible and talk.
Hashtag going in on assholes, by the way. Ants, write it down.
I don't know if Ants is here. Ants probably won't.
Oh, she's here. She's here.
But it made $59 million, which is pretty good. It's a little bit behind the second film in the franchise. I think the second film made like $72 million and in the first week. And then the first film, the first Star Trek reboot, made $75 million. So it is tracking a little bit behind, but they're obviously going to make more. This thing's going to pass $100 million, no problem.
Nice. So. Well, at least it's been getting good reviews, like you guys said. So, I mean, that's just the thing. A lot more people, it seems, are being cautious that first weekend. And then after that, it starts to pick up.
So funny, too. So funny. It's got a lot of comedy.
Nice.
Well, I hope that it picks up. But I feel like something big comes out this weekend and the next weekend, the Suicide Squad.
This weekend is Bourne. The Bourne Identity. Yeah, Bourne comes out.
Meh.
Ah, I didn't even know that was... Yeah. Yikes.
Bourne comes out, and then after that is the Suicide Squad.
When is Sausage Fest? That's like late. That's like August 12th, yeah?
I don't know, but can we go see that together? Let's get Ed. Let's get Ed, and let's that be a fun friend movie.
Like a Saturday morning movie.
Yeah, where,
like,
we go eat breakfast together.
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, man.
Oh, this
I'll meet
sounds
you guys
like
there.
This sounds
you had
really
me at breakfast.
Fun. Yeah, it comes out August 12th.
All right. Sweet.
Let's do it.
All right.
That's it. Hopefully Ed says yes. San Diego Comic-Con, like, I'm waiting for him to respond. Like,
yeah.
Ed?
It was like everyone's watching the
chat. We are going to pause the podcast until we hear from Ed.
San Diego Comic-Con came out. There's so much news, so many things that we could talk about, but we're not going to bore you with every single little thing. But we should. Let's pick out...
There was a lot of good stuff.
There was. Let's pick out a few things that we all enjoyed about it. And we'll just touch upon it, and we could bundle trailers into one thing, but first we'll start with a couple of announcements. Brie Larson is Captain Marvel.
Yes.
So that's pretty exciting.
Yes.
She was in The Room, right?
Brie Larson? Yes. No, yeah. She was not in The Room.
She was in Room.
Like, Room.
The, a room. Okay, not the room. Tommy Wiseau's. That's what I went to. I was like, oh no. Well, hi, Brie Larson.
That's the one.
Anyway, how's your sex life?
She was also in like Scott Pilgrim, versus the World.
She was the one with who did she play in that?
She played Scott's ex-girlfriend. The lead singer from Clash of Demonhead.
Yeah, okay. She was also in United States of Tara, which is a really good show if you haven't watched it.
She was in a season of Community.
She was. She was in a season of The League.
She's dating Dan Harmon still, right?
No.
They were dating for a while.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm going to look this up because I'm a gossip queen.
Nope. Dan Harmon's been dating the same chick for like 10 years. And she's on his podcast. I'm pretty sure we would know.
Pretty sure. Yep. Pretty sure would know. What else got announced? Oh, does anybody want... this is kind of a spoiler, but Star-Lord's dad got revealed. Do you guys want to know who...
Yeah, well, it's Kurt Russell, but I mean...
But
right?
But we know that Kurt Russell is who he's playing now. Do you guys want to know?
No.
It's Ego, right? It's a planet.
Yeah, it's Ego.
I don't know anything about any of that, so...
He's a living planet, and he's also Star-Lord's dad.
Which, I figured he'd be Star-Lord's dad, but it doesn't make sense, because that's not who Star-Lord's dad is. So.
I don't know. But there's pictures online of what his outfit's going to look like and everything like that. Maybe it's a twist. Why would they reveal that at Comic-Con? I don't think it's real. I'm going to say that right now. I'm going to call it, and I'm going to say that is a... They're lying.
It's all lies.
What other big news we have?
For the first
trailer of Wonder Woman,
mm-hmm. Which looks pretty badass.
It looks really badass. Let's pause this real quick because we lost Doug. Your fingers are my fingers. So Wonder Woman trailer came out, and did everyone watch that?
The Wonder Woman trailer, yeah.
Oh, that looks fantastic. That looks really good. I will go on record and say that my faith in the DC movie universe is being restored based on what we've seen so far, and I think that my trust in it will fully, like, I'll be, like, fully on board again after Suicide Squad. That's what I'm feeling.
I hope so.
I'm really hoping that Suicide Squad like kind of brings me back in. Like, I mean, I sent you guys the video this morning of them appearing on Conan, and it was just
that was
them
awesome.
Entering the stage, like, just their enthusiasm and their energy to promote this movie, and then to go on and watch like the interview that followed afterwards. Like, that's what got me pumped. Like, because it is such just kind of like a ragtag team of actors, right? I mean, you got like Jared Leto and Will Smith and Margot Robbie, just all these people that just from just all across the board, and it just looks so fun. Mm-hmm. And they look like they're having a lot of fun, and like they're doing like the calls back and forth, like the chant, like the Suicide Squad, like,
yep,
military like chant thing that you hear. You know, I don't know. It was crazy. I was like, okay, they obviously had a good fucking time with this.
Yeah,
that makes me want to see it based just purely on them and their enthusiasm for it.
I got my tickets. Did you guys get your tickets yet?
Yeah, I think we're seeing it next Thursday at 6.
I'm seeing it next Thursday at 7.
The theater by my house is usually pretty cool. Like, you just walk up and get tickets. Or get tickets that day.
Kev, make this more of a spectacle for the show, please.
So I bought... You know what? I knew this movie was coming out when I was a kid.
Okay.
And I had this piggy bank that I'm going to crack open.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
And it's going to open like that fucking suitcase in Pulp Fiction.
Uh-huh.
Just a bunch of like radiation.
Gold,
in my face.
Just, yeah. Mm-hmm. Radiation.
And then what?
And then it's like Raiders of the Lost Ark, and then his face just melts away.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Then your wife takes the gold and runs.
I want the gold. Give me the gold.
A full trailer for Doctor Strange came out.
You skipped over Justice League. Oh, was that you? Were you saving that one?
So Justice League, also the trailer for Justice League came out, and that once again is just paying dividends to me loving getting back like fully into it. Like that shit looked off the chain.
We were talking about that a little bit earlier after the movie, actually, with Nick, and just talking about how it's like, I don't know how to feel about it. Like it looks fun, but I think that was part of the thing. Is like, I guess you're so used to seeing like Zack Snyder and like his dark tone.
It is
of
that
the
dark
movies
tone.
And stuff, but this is like, I feel like they haven't done a whole lot of shooting yet. So everything that they brought was kind of just like the dialogue, lighthearted stuff that they've possibly done in the last month or so that they've been filming. And so there's a lot of that, and it, like, I know that kind of people are like, oh, is this a fucking comedy now?
I don't, but like, there's only one real piece of comedy in it, which was the interaction between the Flash. I think they needed to lighten the mood a little bit after Superman.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that that also part of like WB was like, okay, so we're gonna cut a little trailer for you to show, just like a minute or two of footage, and people are very off put by you right now after Batman vs Superman. Like, not. I mean, it's just we're gonna try a different tone with this trailer.
Yep.
We're gonna
give it a splash of color if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's not gonna be as dark and gritty as your stuff normally is. For now, who knows what the whole, you know, tonality of the movie is gonna be? Mm-hmm. But just for now, we're gonna rein it in a little bit.
Do you think that he is aware that this will probably be his last directing job for the DC universe?
I mean, depends on how it does, really. I mean, if it knocks it out of the park, then maybe. Who knows if it, honestly, who knows how much of that fault it was his as opposed to how much it was the producers and like out of touch old men that were like,
No. It was all his. Like, he was given the keys to the castle. And he molded this thing. He decided what was in it. It's been clearly put in writing on blogs and everywhere that he was the overall. He had say over the DC movie universe until he fucked it up.
Really?
Yes.
If that's the truth, and like he fucked up Superman versus Batman that bad, then fuck him. It sucks because I love Dawn of the Dead. I actually liked Sucker Punch. Like, I liked his movies, but man, he fucked up the DC universe.
He was the creative director of putting together this film and getting the Justice League started. So yeah, he had say. Now obviously he didn't have overall like 100%, but I'm sure he was like, hey, this is what we're doing. And then the board was just like, hey, sounds fucking awesome. Let's get this shit going.
See, I feel like the board would have been the ones to stop him and be like, no, we need more of this. We need more stupid shit. Yet the kids are going to like, we need to market this, you know, like stuff like that. And then he got shot down. That's what I'm thinking. And that's what I'm hoping for his sake.
Well, let me give you a little history lesson about WB here. Go watch a little documentary on called Superman. Is it Superman Lives? Go watch that little documentary, and it'll give you a little behind the scenes of what the WB executives.
That's what I'm saying. Like. That's what I'm putting the blame on. I'm not so much putting the blame on Zack Snyder.
No, I'm just going off of what you just said about like if they let him do that, and there's just like, you're giving them a little too much credit. But I just think that, and so that's why they brought in a whole new team. That have taken creative control over the DC universe.
Yeah, like Jeff Johns.
Yeah,
like
Jeff Johns is now a head of the movie division of DC, of putting together the DC stuff. Then they brought in new producers. Like, they wiped the slate clean of generally of everything going on. So I think we're going to see a whole different kind of movement of what the tone will be throughout these different films.
I'll tell you this, though. After watching that trailer for Justice League, there's no way you can call Aquaman a pussy anymore. That dude is badass.
For real.
Jason Momoa is huge.
Yeah, this is not the Aquaman that we've grown up making fun of.
Yeah.
I heard that you can talk to fish.
Yeah, that was kind of... See, that was another, like, funny, like, esque moment. I mean, I can't wait to hear his response where he's like, no, that's not at all what I do.
Did you find one called Martha?
The Martha fish.
It's the Martha fish. It's very motherly.
Oh, God.
I watched part of the panel for the Justice League where they brought all of them out and stuff. including like Flash and stuff. It was just really funny to see like these bolt up motherfuckers. Just, I mean, Jason Momoa, Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill, oh God, what's the guy's name that's playing Cyborg? I like my brain saying Ray Park. Can't. But I know it's not Ray Park. It's like,
no, it's definitely not Ray Park.
Ray, Ray Park. Price? Like Ray Price? Ray Pierce? I don't remember. But like he's huge too. And then little tiny little Ezra Miller standing in between like all
like, hey,
of
guys.
Them. Like, hi, I'm the Flash.
That's the sound he makes. How did you know?
I watched the panel.
He's one of the putties from Power Rangers.
Did you get, okay, so Are you sold on all the suits? Because they showed the suits as well.
For Justice League?
Yeah, for Justice League.
Because
I know that we text about it a little bit, and but nobody had real I was kind of like, meh, with the Flash suit. Yeah, I kind of think it looks something out of, what's that fucking game? Injustice.
Yeah, I was gonna say Insidious.
I was gonna say it's sad when the TV show one looks better than the movie one.
It does, doesn't it?
They put way more love into the TV show costume than they did for this movie one.
Yeah,
I feel like all of them have kind of nailed the look of the comic book characters. I mean, I know that like Wonder Woman's kind of changed, but she kind of went with like that gladiator-esque kind of look. Greek, mm-hmm. You know, look that she kind of has developed in the comics also in the past like
right
10-15 years.
I was gonna say that definitely was like generation 2 or generation 3.
Yeah, but like, yeah, Flashes is like this, it's weird. It's not,
I'm looking at it right now and it's so weird to have his full face, bottom of his face, like out of the suit, because he looks like, I don't know, it looks so strange because then everything is like really, it's not really rounded that well, so it makes his head look really like tight, like almost. It's just so strange.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like there's too many pieces.
Yeah.
But you know, you got Batman who's like in just like a giant one piece, right? So it's like, why couldn't you do the same thing for? But it, you know, that's the Superman suit. It's what it looks like, and yeah, it's got like some crazy like patterns and designs and stuff in it. But like, who cares? But like, yeah. Batman's suit, I think is like, I think that's the coolest fucking Batman suit.
Oh yeah,
it does look cool. Yeah,
he is menacing as fuck. There's one thing I wish they would change, and I don't know how it would look on film. I love the Batman in the comics with the fucking tall ass ears.
Yeah,
they're like stupid tall.
Yeah. Wasn't that like 70s Batman or something like that? Or
even in the newer stuff, sometimes he's got. I don't care for the little stubby horns in the or ears in the movies. Are like this big. I mean, even Michael Keaton Batman was like,
he had longer ears. Yeah,
Batman.
Did he do it like that too?
Hey, this is Ryan here.
The hell?
Sorry, I was clicking on a link and it was
porn.
No, it was Grant Gustav. Gustin. He saw the suit, and so that somebody asked him about what it looks like, and he said, "Oh, sick! I haven't seen it." And then he hands him the phone. They're completely different, he said. Yeah, I mean, I was kind of expecting this. I heard it was going to be kind of like Injustice.
Oh, well, there you go.
And he said, I hadn't seen it yet. What else is out? I'm sorry, I'm scrolling through the whole thing. Blah, blah, blah. He goes, yeah, I think it's sick. I think it's slick. Well, of course, he has to say that. He's on the payroll. He says, I'm really glad it's different from my suit, though. So that's okay. Kind of cool. And he says, because ours is like a street vintage feel and I don't think has been done in any other version of the character. I mean, he's got a point. Like, they kept it different. I still think his looks better than this
movie. I still think
one.
That his looks more like the Flash suit in the comics. I mean, I know it's, again, you look at him in the comic and it's just like this like skin tight red and yellow outfit, but I feel like his just looks like it. And I do like the red and black on his, but I on the, in, this, in the movie one,
mm-hmm.
But like it, it, I'm looking at a picture, like, it doesn't scream Flash to me.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is, but it's like,
he even said it though, like he even said Injustice, like himself, he just, that's what he sees. And that's the kind of the same thing with Cyborg as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at Cyborg and it's just like, ooh, that's going to be all CG.
Yeah, and like he's got that red glow in the center, which I'm guessing is the mother box or whatever. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's a lot.
But
of
everyone
time.
Else looks great. Superman, mm-hmm. Wonder Woman, Batman, Aquaman looks like a fucking badass.
Aquaman and Wonder Woman are the made out the best out of that. I would say easily.
Batman.
Okay, so Doctor Strange on the Marvel side. Marvel said that they weren't going to have a real big presence, but they kind of did. Like, they announced some pretty big things. One small thing, but kind of big and kind of strange at the same time, is that S.H.I.E.L.D. is getting
Ghost Rider,
but he doesn't have a motorcycle.
I hope it's the Nick Cage one, too. I hope they bring back Nick Cage.
God, no, they already announced this is like this young teen-looking guy.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
They already announced the actor. And then, but he doesn't have a motorcycle. It's a black like Charger. So it's very strange.
So it's Night Ghost Rider.
I don't know.
See what I did there? I do. That was good. But okay. Because Mike texts us as a group, and I guess maybe I just pay attention to some of these websites more. But like a month ago, when they started like painting the buses for San Diego Comic-Con and stuff, there was one. It was public transport like bus, mm-hmm. and it had the chain and on fire. It said Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I thought we already knew that he was coming to the show. So when they announced at the convention, I was like, "Yeah, duh!" Like we knew about this like a month ago.
Maybe that was just the tease.
I think it was like one of those like, dude, look what we're doing. Like taking a picture of it and posting mm-hmm. online, and then people are like, okay, yeah, fucking Ghost Rider, duh. Like, who the fuck else is that? It's a goddamn chain and it's on fire.
What the fuck is the dude from God of War gonna be there? Kratos?
Yeah.
Cross promotion.
So Mike posted that to the chat, and I'm like, you know, I know I can be this way with you guys where I'm just like, yeah, you fucking idiot, I already saw it, but like I'm not quite there yet with him, and I don't want him to be like, fuck you, man.
Oh,
but like Rain, feelings. I can say it too. Yep. Okay, you dumbass. I know.
Let's see. So that one's kind of like I don't know. And then Doctor Strange looked absolutely. I was like, holy fuck! This is if fucking. What's the other film?
Inception.
Inception. If Inception did fucking coke and PCP, like that's this movie. Like it's insane.
It looked pretty goddamn crazy, and I'm really, really excited.
Yeah. They also did a trailer for Luke Cage, which looks fantastic. Netflix is just fucking killing it right now, man.
Yeah. And they announced Daredevil Season 3 is officially happening.
Thank
there God. There was a teaser for Power Fist. Yeah? What's his name?
Iron Fist.
Right, because it's Power Man and Iron Fist. Luke Cage. Sorry. Yes, Iron Fist. Thank you. So he's getting
his own
series
show
next year, also, and then a little teaser for the Defenders as well.
A little teaser, just a logo reveal.
Just a little sizzle.
A little sizzle reel.
Yeah.
God, there's so much news that we just can't get through on this episode. It's just so much. Is there anything else that we need to cover? They did come out with a trailer for Kong
Skull Island.
Kong, which looks absolutely insane.
I'm excited for this one because it doesn't have Peter Jackson's name on it, because that guy fucked that movie up. And
really,
two,
I like that movie.
No, it was not good. Two. Okay, hold on, real quick. Whenever you have a chance, go back and just YouTube the dino chasing scene from that movie. It's fucking terrible.
Okay.
The CG is garbage.
God.
It is garbage. It's so goddamn bad.
It's not garbage anymore. It's garbage.
It's transcended that to garbage.
It's a hot dumpster fire.
It's so bad. But also, it's done by the same people that did Godzilla. And this is supposed to lead into the Godzilla Kong movie. Godzilla versus King Kong. And I texted you guys this. You guys are assholes for not responding.
Well,
I think Rain was talking about something else that didn't fucking matter, as she do.
Wow.
I was like, an awesome name for the movie. Because it's Godzilla and King Kong if it was like God versus King. or King versus God.
Oh, that's awesome.
I did there.
Listen, like, listen, now I can react with a holy shit, because that sounds cool.
I missed Samuel that Jackson one. Lose it when he sees King Kong.
So,
right? Oh my God. Like,
that motherfucker.
That's a big fucking gorilla.
What's really interesting, I thought the movie, like, based on some of the stills and stuff that we saw like a month or two ago, I really, really thought that this movie was going to take place in an earlier time period, just based on like how minimal all their stuff looked that they had with them. It was like she had like a camera around her neck, and like right. someone had like a rifle, and the way they're dressed. But then it's like, oh no, it's like present day. It's just they just got fucked on that island.
Oh yeah,
they just don't have anything.
They fucked.
Yeah, they fucked. I mean, obviously King Kong was filmed in like the what? Or not filmed, but I mean, it was set in the 20s and 30s.
No, it was filmed in the 20s, and what they've done is they've digitally enhanced it, so bringing it back for 20 seconds.
I'm talking about the remake with Peter Jackson.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about this one that they're releasing that they found. It's found footage from the 20s.
With Samuel Jackson.
It's his dad.
I'm Samuel Jackson Sr.
Okay, so TV news. There's only one thing on the TV news that I really wanted to talk about, yeah. And that was Ash versus the Evil Dead. Fucking cannot wait. And the trailer's badass. And it will contain the craziest fight scene ever done in a Evil Dead. That's a headline, so I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that show. That's my favorite show on TV.
It is really good.
Do you want to talk about the CW stuff, or do you want to save that for whenever we get around?
We can save it for another one. We'll do that one.
Let me just say real quick, the Flash trailer for season 3 looked fucking awesome, which is crazy because I feel like they've only been filming for like a month.
Yeah.
So it's like, how did you guys get that when everyone else's trailer or dog shit?
Dude, Arrow looked like shit.
It was boring. Like, it was not a fucking trailer.
I was like sitting there and I go, oh God. Like, I thought they would really kick it up a notch, but now he's training fucking. I was like, oh, this is so boring.
I felt that way about the Walking Dead trailer, by the way. That
didn't watch
teaser
it.
Trailer.
I didn't watch it because I'm kind of on the point of, this is about the same point in the comic where I was just like, I don't give a fuck anymore.
And that's I'm getting that feel too. And I didn't even read the comics.
What did I say? Okay, Doug, you brought me back 2 seasons ago. But 2 seasons ago, I was like, guys, I cannot, like, because you ruined it for me, essentially. And ooh. Doug did.
Oh,
because I was like, yeah, they don't know what caused it.
Yeah. And I was like, so there's no ending? And you're like, yeah, there's no ending. And I was like, so it just fucking goes on? And yeah, essentially. And I was just like, I lost interest because I was just like, I love these characters, but they ain't doing shit. Like, there's no end goal.
Well, and that's part of it. Is like, we're getting to a point in the comics, which, I mean, Negan, the bad guy that they introduced last season, is the big, big bad.
Yeah,
like,
if you think the governor was bad.
Yeah, Negan. He makes the governor look like Kermit the fucking Frog. Like, just nothing. Yeah. Just, like, nothing. And, like, and so, I, you know, it's exciting to see him show up, and we're getting to, like, one of his, like, craziest fucking moments. And, like, there's some cool stuff that should happen this next season, depending on how close they follow. Like, they showed Ezekiel in the trailer, and they showed the tiger, Ka, or whatever her name is, or Sha, or She, I don't know, it's not She-Ra, but it's something like that. Yeah. And that's awesome. Like, that whole...
It was like a CG tiger, crazy. Though, wasn't it? Was it a real tiger?
In the show, it's probably CG. Let's be fucking real. Yeah, like, they can't have a goddamn tiger.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. And like, that storyline is crazy, and like a lot of stuff is going on, but like I've only
seen the trailer, yeah.
Yeah, I've only read up to like 130, and we're at issue 100 right now. So like I'm at the point where like I even start reading more, I have no idea what's going on. But yeah, like it took me like 2 years to read from like issue 106 to where I am now, because I just didn't fucking care. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a huge issue 100 where the character that gets killed, and it was like, I fuck this comic, god damn it, fuck this comic, god, fuck.
That's the thing, they lead you in this trailer to still guess who got beat by Negan, and it's like, I mean, obviously anyone who read the comic knows who it is, but they're really, I don't know, they're trying to set it up and
smoke
make it
and mirrors, smoke and mirrors.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sorry. I was going to say, I wouldn't be surprised if they wait like 2 or 3 episodes before mm-hmm. they even announce who did it or who it was, and they're probably just going to have like weird flash forward episodes or weird like side stories where they're not even going to be involved. And that's going to be the thing, because that was what pissed a lot of people off last season, was every time something would happen big and people wanted an immediate answer, they're like, okay, cool, we'll show you in like 3 weeks. Here's a weird flashback episode of someone you don't give a fuck about.
Well, it worked really well with the Glenn storyline. Like that boosted everything. But when they did it again at the end of the season, that's where people are just like, you've already fucking done this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and that's where it kind of, I feel like it hurt them, because I mean, I'm gonna go and spoil this. In the comics, it's Glenn who dies. Like it, and it sucks. It is the worst fucking death in that comic ever. It fucking sucks. And so like when you've already faked his death once earlier on the season, you killing him again, it doesn't make it as impactful because you've already fucking done it once. Yep. So I don't know if they're gonna kill him, one, because he's a great fucking character, which is why his death sucks so much in the comic. But like, and with Maggie being pregnant and all that nonsense going on, like it, you know, that just sucks. So she can't die.
Yeah,
she could. I don't fucking know. But you know, it's just like I don't know what they're gonna do. But and I was gonna say, at San Diego Comic Con, they had an exclusive this year from Todd McFarlane or whatever his name is, the guy that does those toys.
Spawn.
Yeah, like he has those toys. It's actually, you know, the
McFarlane toys. Yeah.
I like how he's known for his toys now instead of the comics for Spawn. Right.
Well, I'm talking about they had exclusive figures, so they're like the McFarlane toys.
Yeah.
And they had, it was a Negan, and he had the baseball bat, and then they had a Glenn with it and packaged together, and then he had a face that you could replace, you know, like you change the face to the normal Glenn or head half bashed in Glenn.
Oh.
And I will, and like eye dangling out, and it's just like,
well, you spoiled it.
Like, fuck me.
But I mean, you think we spoiled it, but the thing is, last season when this whole Glenn thing went down the first time, what's his name, the creator, went on the Talking Dead and was like, no, he's safe, don't worry, he's gonna be safe.
Yeah.
So we don't know if that was just guaranteed for that season or if it was gonna be later on.
I can't, like, I checked out like a season and a half ago, and I was just like, I can't fucking do this anymore.
Kiwi just said, you ruined the comic for me, to be honest, having him die in the comic about what I just said. And I want to say sorry if I did, but it's been 5 years. It's been 5 fucking years.
There is a 2 year leeway. Like, you can't spoil for 2 years, and then if you do, you're an asshole. But after that 2 years, all bets are off.
It's been 4 fucking years, right? I mean, that July 11th, 2012 was when that came out. So four years.
What the fuck? Like, are you autistic?
No, I Googled.
Oh. You just right off the cuff, you were just like, July 11th, 2012. It came out 12 p.m. in my.
Nope. Now we have the title to the episode. God, what are you, autistic?
No, oh, that's a bad.
No, I Googled it, you asshole. Like
a Doug Rain Man over here.
No, it really does annoy my wife, because I am really good at dates, and like, she's like, how the fuck do you know that? And I was like, I don't know.
How many pen?
Oh, he had already read it. He just said he stopped reading it. Right? It sucks. It is a shitty part of the comic, but it's good writing, because you're like, no one is safe.
Yeah.
No
one.
Yeah.
All right, let's hit up some gaming news, and then we'll get out of here.
Oh,
I know. Okay, so also announced at San Diego Comic-Con is Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2 are making their way to current-gen consoles tomorrow, or today if you listen to it on the podcast. You can pick that up on the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Steam. They have some graphical overhauls, UI upgrades. I really want this one. I cannot wait. Like, I love Ultimate Alliance. It is confirmed online multiplayer.
Oh, it is confirmed.
Yeah, it is confirmed that there is online co-op. So, yeah.
So Steam it is, then.
Steam it is. I cannot wait. It's fantastic news. I don't know, Doug, have you ever played this? You don't give a shit by your face.
It was, think of like Gauntlet with Marvel.
Yeah.
Where you got like four players. If you're playing by yourself, you basically control one of them, and the other three are AI, but you could switch between them on the fly.
I had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So much fun with this game.
And part two was the whole Civil War story. So after you do a few missions, you actually pick a side and say if you want to be on Cap's side or Tony Stark's side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you play, and then you Civil War it up. Doug doesn't give a shit. We're moving on. Dead Rising is coming out for a remake as well, or not remake, HD upgrade is destined for PS4, for Steam, and Xbox One as well, so you can pick those up as well.
Leave it to Capcom to re-release the game again.
Actually, I don't know if it's coming to Steam, because it mentions here Windows 10. When they mention that, shiver. So
iTunes of PC.
Everything looks pretty decent for the game. Like, I've seen some of the upgrades and looks pretty fun. I don't think I'll get it because of the fact that I never beat the first or second one, even though I owned them both. It was just fun to put a fucking hat on and go beat the shit out of a zombie.
Or even better, to put like bucket heads on zombies and they run into each other.
And that was fun, but never got around to beating it. There's been a man arrested for threatening to show up at Blizzard with an AK-47.
Fucking idiot.
And rightfully so.
I don't know. Let's hear the story. You know, maybe he's justified in doing this. Let's see.
No.
I don't like this new WoW patch. You changed all the characters and their skills, and I just don't care for it, motherfuckers. Here's me with my AK-47. I'm headed in.
Why's your first download character for Overwatch a woman?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to show you my gun.
I can use a gun, too. I see she's got a sniper. If I shoot you, do you heal?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah, that's exactly what went down.
So they don't have a reason of why he's so upset and why he made all these threats, but they're death threats. He said that he may pay a visit with an AK-47, among other fun tools, and then it might incline to cause a disturbance at the headquarters. So he's in jail, and he's facing 5 years. And I'm not even going to mention his fucking name because it's not worth it to give
him. I'm going to Google it because I want to see if he's white or not, but I'm guessing by that name that's a resounding yes.
Listen, listeners, all of you are beautiful people, but if you ever think it's a good idea to threaten a video game company, let alone anyone really, but threaten a video game company because they didn't do something you liked, you're a fucking idiot.
Your parents didn't raise you right.
Keep listening to us. Thank you. Thank you for your patronage, but you're a fucking idiot. Yeah. Quit threatening people over a computer.
Yeah.
Over something as minuscule as like a game change, like something got nerfed or something like that, you know?
I feel really bad right now because we went through that whole San Diego Comic-Con and we didn't even mention our street team, man.
I said at the beginning and you're like, we'll get to that later.
It is later, technically.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's give a big shout out to...
Say his name, Kevin. I mean, you've been up to date with this. You've been following along. You've read all the notes that we've talked about. You've been looking at the messages on Instagram and saying, wow, this is really great, guys. We're such a great team. We work together, and we all see all this stuff. So go ahead and say his name.
Yeah, you've also been totally using the new tool that we've set up for all of our staff members to use. You didn't have to get tagged in a post to realize that you had to watch a fucking TV show this week.
We didn't even talk about it.
Fuck.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. I watched it.
We're going to hold on. Let's talk about it and then add it at the beginning of the show. I'll edit it in. I'll put it in.
But let's talk about our good friend. His name is Alexander Wolfgang Teets, you mother... Teets? I don't know how to say that last name.
See, didn't say it right. There you go, I won.
It's T-I-E-T-Z.
I just call him Wolfgang.
Wolfgang. He's our first official street team member. He has been sending us pictures all weekend from San Diego Comic-Con, like, wearing our shirt, like, passing out flyers. He sent us a picture with him, with Kevin Eastman.
Yes!
Which was fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. Like... So the guy, the creator of the Ninja Turtles, hugged a guy that was wearing our shirt. Like, that's pretty much it. He probably didn't give two fucks, but it was really cool to see that picture. And so hopefully, if you came to our show this week because of Alex, please give him a hug.
Yeah.
The next time you see him next year,
find him somewhere.
Find him. I'm guessing he's in San Diego. Like, you know,
dude is a pretty good photographer too.
Yeah,
yeah. He's pretty legit. He's been like, look at this one. He's on the ice in the AHL. And then he went to the Super Bowl and took photos of... he went to the fucking Super Bowl. What the fuck, Alex? Come on, man. Alexander. You didn't bring us? Anyways, big shout out to him. We're going to post all of his pictures on our Facebook and everything like that. So, yeah, so there's that. That's our show.
Hey, Lee Major is playing Ash's dad on Ash vs. Evil Dead.
I saw that. And he's supposed to be crazier than Ash.
Oh. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wait,
they
Lee
said,
Major from like fucking... No, that's Lee R. Emery. Never mind. I was thinking of like Full Metal Jacket. Lee Major. Who the fuck? I gotta look at him.
He looks just like Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Just like him.
Oh, God. That is perfect.
Yeah. And he's crazier than Ash, so.
Wasn't he like the Fall Guy or something like that? No, he's a $6 million man and the Fall Guy. Okay, cool. Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
Awesome. So let's do this real quick. Let's wrap it up. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to our show this week. I hope that you liked it. Come back next week. Subscribe and check out our other awesome, amazing, wonderful shows on the podcast network. We got Brainberry Tart Farts on 8-Bit Bits. They are wonderful. You should check them out. They're going to get their own channel here pretty soon.
Pretty soon. They are killing it. They are fucking killing it.
Then we got Elbows, Crotches, and
Twice?
Yes. All of the above.
So
I have to shave my head.
These are all on our website, www.the8bitgeek.com. Also, thank you to everybody who is our Patreon users. Next week we'll give you another shout out. And go to Patreon, subscribe, get some extra content and all that free shit. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
If you're on a bolt of lightning, ride it hard.